All right. Well, we got a tiny little hint of the new Beamsha Swing single over your intro there, Peter. But, you know, why not?
Yeah, very good.
Any chance to promo. Hey, so how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, good.
Good, good. Thanks for taking the call. We are wondering, we are on the edge of our seats, wondering what we are talking about today.
Well, I've been reading a really intriguing book. Mm-hmm. It's called Intentional. Tension spelled T-E-N-S-I-O-N-A-L, Intentional. Uh-huh. A Way Forward by the Church, it's called. And its authors are Justin Duckworth, mm-hmm. who's the recently elected Archbishop of the Pākehā Church, the Diocese of the Anglican Church of New Zealand, mm-hmm. and Alan Jamieson, who is or was the minister of the largest Baptist church in New Zealand, in Christchurch, and is now also their missions director. And right. it's a fascinating read because you'd kind of expect this is going to be a very pompous traditional book because of who it's written by.
No shade. But yeah, right.
If you know the people, you would know this is not the case because the new Archbishop of New Zealand is a most unlikely figure.
Right.
He has never run an Anglican parish. He, in fact, made his name by setting up an organization which set out to do things totally differently and only became an Anglican along the way when he was looking for somebody to sponsor their organization.
Yeah.
So this, and the way the book is written is around the tension between what they call edge communities and centre church. So the theory goes that that is propounded in this book that the church is struggling because it's divided up into too many very traditional centrist churches, and that the Duckworth technique is a really remarkable shift because it's talking about communities that have sat on the edge of the church being critical for the survival of the church.
Right.
So what he's talking about is that Duckworth created something called Urban Vision. And Urban Vision is part of a movement which you find in other parts of the world as well, and he's quite a big figure in the international scene, called Intentional Communities or New Monasticism.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where people fed up with the traditional church, decide to create totally new structures which are organized together as kind of like a monastery might have been organized a long time ago, except that this is ordinary people just occupying a house
right.
and creating, you know, a community of some description.
Would I be right in thinking that people like, you know, like maybe Cityside was once upon a time, Cityside in Manteden was one of those?
That's right, yes. There are examples around here in Auckland, not so much Cityside, but what Cityside evolved out of, with the bread and breakfast group and things like that. So there's lots of these interesting little groups around.
Mm.
And so, I mean, strangely enough, the discussion that goes on in this book is between Alan Jamieson, who's better known as a sociologist, really, than as a pastor in the wider world,
because mm-hmm.
He's written a series of books about why people leave church,
right,
and especially Pentecostal churches. And he's presented in this book as representing the kind of centrist, let's keep the big old churches going and make them strong and healthy.
Right, and bring people over to our way more, sort of.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
And Justin Duckworth is presented as the person arguing that all the change comes from the edge, and you've got to somehow let the edge be the edge and not try and take it over.
Interesting.
But there's a great paradox in this, because Justin Duckworth is now the Archbishop of the Anglican Church in New Zealand. So what's going on? Is he still on the edge? or has he, is he seizing control?
Messing up the system from the inside.
The centre?
Mm.
Maybe. Or is he conducting is it a rebellious movement that's out to, bring about change at a faster speed than the glacial way at which religious bodies normally work? And wouldn't you think that also that Alan, in his book, The Churchless Faith, I mean, he's exploring why people leave.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't most of the communities on the edge really connected to people who've had enough of the traditional church? So, it's a puzzling book in some ways because
right.
It presents itself as what the future needs to be. And yet you're not exactly sure that the people can genuinely advocate for the cause that they're advocating for. And I think this matters because, let's face it, the Anglican Church has enormous, enormous interests in property and development and doing big stuff. It's got the resources. Unfortunately, it's got a currently, like many a body, a fiscal crisis. It can't afford to pay for what it's currently running.
Mm.
It just needs to sell a few cathedrals or something like that might be the answer. So I've been reading this book and trying to make sense of, is this really the kind of viable solution for the future? And I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm really not sure.
So far, no kind of big ideas popping out at you as thinking, oh, that would be good, actually.
Well, I suppose there's a lot of good sense in the book. It's talking about these communities, the people that get fed up with traditional church life and create these little bodies on the edge. And it's saying, well, we do have to remember that we ought to keep some links with the people who are running the traditional churches. And we do have to remember that actually they might be able to give us a bit more stability than what we can muster. And it is a funny thing, that religious organisations, you either get these very static bodies that do nothing, or you get these incredibly fragile flourishings where something booms in a day or two, a year or two,
mm-hmm.
and then equally trips itself up and comes crashing down. That could be the story of religion in New Zealand in some ways.
Mm.
two completely contrary tropes, if you like.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I feel like you've recently said to me, I think, that there are some statistics saying that there are some surprising statistics about younger people wanting to be, some younger people wanting to be more conservative in religion. More traditionalist. But then, of course, there are people who've maybe lived through that and thought, I don't know, I've seen the window to the outside world, this doesn't add up. I'd be interested to know if the book ends up coming up with any solutions, really, other than to sort of modernise and start realising what people are really like.
It does argue that young people are not going to be interested in making the old central structures keep going.
Mm.
That it's far more likely that young people, any young people with any sense of real enthusiasm anyway, are going to throw themselves into edgy projects on the boundaries of a religious community.
Mm.
Which case, I don't think they're going to be the conservatives. The conservatives are going to be busy calling for more candles in the traditional churches, I think.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because I guess there's a very conservative presence in Aotearoa at the moment, in power even, but you look at someone like, I don't know, this is a longer conversation, but someone like who's arguably younger than others, like David Seymour, who is conservative, but completely irreligious, It's other ways that sort of conservatism are going too. It's, don't know.
It is also strange, though, that there are plenty of very dynamic people creating new, especially in the not-for-profit sector, some incredibly bold and challenging ideas. Look at the ways in which some of the new housing projects that are being run by not-for-profits, often with a bit of a Christian flavour to them, are run by people who might traditionally have been very much running organisations, existing organisations, but choose to start something new.
Yeah.
And the desire to start something new, maybe that is a real factor in our contemporary society, in the kind of... We're into cultural anxiety, aren't we, about what's going to survive, what's going to endure in our sort of society. There's a general feeling that the West is close to collapse. And these ideas are very, very vague, and yet things don't seem to be getting better.
Mm.
And so bold initiatives could well be the way to go. But when does the person on the edge decide to take over the main, the centre? That's what I think is very interesting.
Mm. I don't know. My hunch, my totally ignorant, naive, thought about it for 1 minute hunch, would be that a lot of people on the edges of a religion, I think, would be there because of some manifestation of a lack of empathy in the middle.
Yep, for sure.
You know, when you've got people in modern society who are motivated by empathy that aren't religious and are just sort of getting on with it without the rules of religion, you know, that could be quite appealing too, and think, oh, maybe all along I just cared about people and the planet and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, if there's not that demonstration that it's built on care, I mean, maybe that's where they're missing out. I don't know.
Yes, and I mean, I think there's going to be whole lots of different spaces where different people are going to occupy. But what's pretty clear is that they're not going to start by going to the centre, I think. Mm. You know, they're going to start by trying to do something different. And it's watching the people who are doing something different and wondering, is this the future of religious bodies? Could be.
Yeah.
And I mean, the striking example of this is the barefoot man who doesn't own a tie, who's now the Archbishop of New Zealand. It's an interesting style.
Well, look, that is in itself is an interesting thing to explore. Maybe people might want to read up about this chap. One more time with the name.
Yes, so Justin Duckworth and Alan Jamieson, the book's called Intentional. And it doesn't cost very much.
All right.
Easily available on Amazon and such places.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you've piqued some interest out there, as always. And if you've read the book, obviously give us a text. Thank you, Peter. We'll be back next week and we'll be discussing who knows what, but it'll be interesting, I know that.
Excellent. Very good.
Bye-bye.
See you.
All right. Well, not long now until...